Get serious for you guys.
All right, we are now being joined by AJ McKee. We'll begin with a few questions from within the room. Nolan, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Solid at the moment.
Hello.
Can y'all see the Snickers? I'm about to eat it.
AJ, congrats on the win, man. I mean, that was pretty incredible. I'm not sure a lot of us have really seen something like that. Is that something that you practiced specifically coming into this fight, that submission?
I don't know, honestly. It was just like, yeah, I guess I pulled it off a lot. I can't give up my game, but I got a lot of things that I work on that I don't really get to expose in a cage. So, man, front headlocks are that's bread and butter for me. So that's just part of my series, I would suppose, you know. Something I've been doing since I was a kid, wrestling front headlocks and so forth. I said, I don't mind getting taken down. I wasn't even going to try to defend the takedown. So once he hit it, you know, all right, adjust and let's figure out where we're going to move from there.
A lot of people are saying that might be the submission of the year when all said and done. Do you feel like that's an accurate accolade?
Why not, man? I thought I was going to get it last year with that crazy armbar triangle I fell into, but nah. So far, yeah. I appreciate all the support. If, you know, they want to add accolades and keep building that plateau of greatness for me, man. That's what I'm grateful for, you know what I mean? It's the stats for me. It's being the best of the best, you know? Kobe had how many threes? How many this? You know what I mean? So for me, it's the stats. How many finishes? How many are in the first round? I think what? That's 12 finishes, not 10 in the first round now? So for me, it's all stats, man. I'm all about the stats, and I'm going to keep finishing. You go back, check interviews at the beginning of the tournament. I said I'm going 4-for-4 all finishes.
Yeah, and that's another thing is how amazing this feat is. That was a former champion. You know, that wasn't just some guy. So were you surprised? Did you surprise yourself at how quickly you took him out of there?
Nah, once I had the underhook, I was like, oh, I got it. You know what I mean? Like, I had it deep, you know. At first, his game plan kind of threw me off. I knew once he got on top, he went inside control. So he was looking for the elbows. And that's why I was trying to move with him a little bit. And then I wanted him to open up, go into his normal position, a bad position. Head on the side is a bad position, somebody that knows jiu-jitsu. So for me, you know, I just made him uncomfortable a little bit, couple elbows, couple punches, softened him up. And he did what he normally does, you know. So I found an opening, like I said I was going to do.
We talked about this a little bit before the fight, but you don't know who you're fighting from the other side of the bracket yet, but it's going to be one of two guys, Emmanuel Sanchez.
I don't give a fuck.
Or Patricio.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't care, either
nah,
one?
Nah, bro. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is new era, new wave. Coming for them all.
The timeline for that, it sounds like when I talked to Scott Coker, it sounds like the finals probably won't come to at least April. Is that difficult for you to have to sit out for that long again?
Fuck, another birthday cutting weight. Fruitcake it is. I don't know, man. It's $1 million. I get to go home, hang out with my family, my little brother, and I'm not hurt, you know what I mean? No injuries. So we'll see, you know. Scott's done a great job building me. He's worked with my father by his side, and they've done a great job as a team, you know. They're building a superstar, and they now see it, you know. At first, I wasn't ready, you know. I was going through a lot of life issues, problems, and just felt like I wasn't getting the recognition I deserve while other people are getting blown the hell up, you know what I mean? So once I just learned to let things take their course, you know what I mean, leave it in God's hand, everything's just continued to plateau and get better and better and better. So that's just my main focus. Go back in the gym, get better mentally, physically, and continue to get better inside and outside of the cage.
Last one for me. Do you feel like you're getting that recognition finally?
Yeah. McKees are legendary. This is the key right here. This is the key to the game. And I got it on lock, 45, 55. Might jump up to 170 at the end of my career. But we'll see, man. Honestly, I'm ready for it. It doesn't matter who they put in front of me. I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
All right, we'll take a few more from the media joining us virtually tonight. Jay?
Congrats on the win, AJ. Really impressive tonight. Just a couple from me. Real quick, I know you said you don't care who you face in the finale. Who do you think you'll face in the finale? Who do you see winning that fight?
So the first fight, if I'm going off the first fight, I'm big on tape. I'm big on fighters and watching because not a lot of guys evolve. You know what I mean? So Emmanuel Sanchez puts out a lot of repetition. But like I said, he's a pillow puncher. He ain't got no power. So if Patricio touches his chin, it's going to be a problem. But his volume can outdo Patricio, and that's what we saw the first fight between them. That volume was hard for him to handle. Now, so if Patricio steps in front of me, he's going to have that volume with power. That's a nightmare. If Emmanuel Sanchez steps in front of me, I've already psychologically destroyed that man. We were supposed to fight. He's ran from me. I'm waiting for him to get in the cage with me. You know what I mean? He's already ducked me once. Then he ducked to the other side of the tournament. I'm not tripping. You know what I mean? It's between these guys. They got to battle it out now. And whatever their course is, then when they step in my course, that's when it comes to a halt and an end.
And just one more for me. I mean, Aaron Pico recently left Team Body Shop. He's moved down to New Mexico doing the Jackson Wink thing. And you've been pretty adamant that you weren't going to fight him. It looks like you could have the title just as he's kind of really coming into his own and putting on a good streak and having an argument for a shot, perhaps. Are you still adamant that you're not going to throw down with him?
Like I said, we both need 100 mil and we'll talk about it. And I know y'all ain't coughing up bread like that in MMA, so loyalty is royalty. Even though he left, man, that's still my boy. You know what I mean? It's a childhood friend. Fuck all the entertainment. That's my boy. You know what I mean? His business, yeah, understood. You know, there's things personally that I know that were going on. I'm not going to expose his life, you know what I mean, and the reasons why he left, but it is what it is. You know, it's still my boy. He knows what it is.
Santiago.
Hi, AJ. Greetings from Amsterdam, and congratulations on a beautiful performance. That was spectacular. What an amazing main card for Team Body Shop. First, it was Joey Davis with a dominant performance, and then you score a beautiful first-round submission. How proud do you think your father is after such an amazing night?
He's always proud, man. Win or lose, you know what I mean? He knows I'm going to go in there and give it my all. He knows Joey's going to do the same. He knows that's what he's just raised us on, you know what I mean? That's what we're built off of. Pain is your friend. It lets you know you're still alive. Like, those are some deep fucked up words. But if you think about it for the game we're in, that's reality, man. So, like, Muhammad Ali once said something. He said, when he does sit-ups, he doesn't begin counting until the pain starts. Once he feels pain, that's when he begins to count, because that's when the real hard work comes in. That's when the true you shows up, you know, and that's when I show up and show out.
That's deep, man. And the last thing for me, AJ, that Snickers looks so tasty. What have Snickers done for you in your career? Because you are rocking that sponsor for a very long time now, right?
I'm not sponsored by him, but man, I'm, like I said, I'm the new age, the new wave era. I'm looking to do big things. Snickers, Nike, Undefeated, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Undefeated's LA brand. We gonna get that. I've already spoke with the owner. We just got to set up a strategic plan and how to do things, you know? Snickers, they're all NFL. It's pro football. I'll cross them over. They see it. They like it. And if they don't, they will. Because guess what? I'm satisfying, and so is Snickers.
Keith Schilling.
Hey, AJ, it's Keith Schilling from Sure Dog. So everyone's going crazy right now on Twitter. You're blowing up. That said, it wasn't that long ago. You were 22, 23. You had this slow journey up the ranks, and people were very critical of that, saying, oh, he's padding record, he's beating cans. What do you think, you know, these moments where you're running through stars like Darren Caldwell, what do you think these moments talk about that slow journey and the progress you went up the ranks?
All my fans, man, the people that have held it down since day one, I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all the truest. Like, y'all the reason why I'm here. And to all y'all haters that were haters, all I got to say is I told your ass so. Go hit that damn follow button now if you don't fucking follow me, you hater. Well, I still appreciate your hate and support.
AJ, I think you're going to get a whole bunch of followers, which actually is a perfect lead into my next question. A couple weeks ago, I was standing at Mohegan Sun. I was talking to a PR guy for Bellator. I'm not going to mention his name, but we were talking about, you know, in MMA, you need to build stars, and who could be the next guy to build stars? You mentioned Kobe Bryant. You mentioned Snickers. You know, you think about some of the people in MMA, Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey. Nobody in Bellator has reached that stardom. And I say, like, AJ could be that guy. Do you think this performance is like that springboard where, like, everybody's going crazy right now about you?
Hopefully, man. I put a lot of hard work into this, you know. I dropped out of college. I just knew my calling. I knew what I wanted to do. And, man, my dad's literally put everything into me. He put his life on halt, completely on hold, to invest and put all his time into me. So I get why he was so pissed off at me early on in my career, just acting dumb, smoking weed, just being a young, dumb kid. You know what I mean? When you have the potential that I have to be as great as that I am, and I'm continuing to get better at, I'm starting to see things in myself and fix and change things. So that's key, man. There's always a lesson to learn. Even in this fight, I'm going to go home and I'm going to find a lesson in this fight to learn from it. You know what I mean? And that's how you continue to be better. Win or lose, there's always a lesson, and that's key.
All right, we'll take one or two more here. Dunna?
Hey, AJ, congratulations on just an incredible performance. A lot of people asking on Twitter, what do you call this submission?
I don't know. What would you call my last submission? We'll just start calling them the Mercs, because the mercenary be Mercing people with them.
The great Luke Thomas called it the Maquillotine.
Maquillotine, I like that. Hey, shout out to whoever came up with that.
Maquillotine. Talk to me about Darian Caldwell as an opponent. I mean, you weren't in there for a great amount of time with him, but he is something of a legend in Bellator, something of one of the great Bellator fighters. A word on his performance.
Man, he's a great champ, you know. I'd love to train with him. I'd love to get him to come over and evolve, man. We're all about evolving, you know, as people, as a world. It's all about evolving. So he's a great champ, but like I've always said, this is my division. He's a great 35 champ. I think he can go be the 35 champ again. Low-key, he go beat up Archuleta right now. You know what I mean? First fight back. It is what it is. Nothing against Archuleta. I think the wrestling is superior. Cardwell has wrestling that's superior. But I have the mix of all martial arts, and that's what this sport is about.
Sean?
Congratulations on the win, AJ. You know, when we last talked about Bellator 221, that was a long time in Chicago. You know, three straight big finishes. Like, you know, talk about, you know, not only putting the work and the effort in, but, you know, how much would it be into you to make an ESPN top play? We've seen, you know, other promotions, not ones that are not UFC, get the ESPN top play. So how would you like to make that list tonight?
Man, I love it. That'd be awesome. Those are dreams, dude. Those are things like as a kid that I used to watch, as like watching WWE, watching Michael Vick and all these guys doing crazy ass plays and just making big moves. Oh shit, he's on ESPN. Like, oh, that dude's official. That's a goat. He's the truth. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing, man, just to be able to see my hard work paying off and get the recognition, not just from regular people, but from high-end sport officials. You know what I mean?
Final question here, Nolan.
I can hear you.
You good?
While I was sitting over there, I was going through Twitter, and Patricio Pitbull just tweeted something about your fight. He said, "Guy that loves to get guillotined after controlling fights leaves his neck exposed after starting to gain control of the fight. Great fight IQ. And the other fool dared to say I chose the easiest bracket." Do you have any sort of response to that?
It wasn't a guillotine, stupid. It had nothing to do with his neck. It was a shoulder crank. You're supposed to be Brazilian. You don't know shit about jiu-jitsu, apparently. I can't wait to beat his ass, honestly, bro. This shit's long overdue. He takes it personal, but it's nothing personal. Like I've said, he's had a great career, but the new era is here. 45-50-pound title. I want him back-to-back, period.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks for the time, AJ. Congrats.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, we have Scott Coker.